C.B. Bach has been undergoing a revival in recent decades. His music has been published at an increasing rate, recorded, performed. There's a new critical edition of all of his music that is well underway. So we're learning more about him as we go on.
Was it just the vicissitude of time? Was it just fashion? Or just why do you think that he's been underappreciated for a while?
Well, you know, his career overlaps a lot with the careers of Haydn and Mozart. And that's pretty stiff competition. And also, Bach's style is a little bit less accessible to modern ears, I would say. It's a little quirky. It's often very highly expressive. It's often based in improvisation. So it doesn't quite go down as smoothly as much music by Haydn and Mozart. But it's certainly very interesting. And his career was also very interesting.
How so?
Well, he was... He sort of had two big acts in his career. One was as a court musician to Frederick the Great, King of Prussia, and the other was as civic music director in Hamburg, where he was the successor of his godfather, Georg Philipp Telemann. And so he had very different demands on him for these two positions. And, you know, he's a composer mostly known for his keyboard music, although he did write vocal music. He did write chamber and orchestral works and choral works as well. Perhaps the most striking portion of his output is for keyboard, solo keyboard.
Can you think of a piece that sort of encapsulates his talents?
That's one of the problems with a composer like this, is it's hard to point to great masterpieces the way that you can for Haydn or Mozart, for example. So composers who don't have these sort of works that are universally recognized as great often fall between the cracks. So I would say, well, one thing he's known for is writing a very important book on keyboard playing, which is still read today. So if Bach had never written a note of music, he would still be famous today for having written this book. So in a way, that's a masterpiece, but of a different sort. In his lifetime, one of his masterpieces was a Heilig for choir and orchestra, and it's a one-movement piece. It's actually for double chorus and orchestra, and it was thought to be the height of the sublime at the time. So this was a very famous piece, and it was published. He wrote a series of six-string symphonies that are quite often performed today, very demanding works to perform as well as to listen to. And there are keyboard concertos, there are flute concertos and cello concertos. But it is difficult to point to one piece that sort of transcends time and place. Personally, I every few years go through this phase where I just have to listen to his music. I just find it so interesting and unusual and expressive. And it's not for everyone's taste. I think it's, as I said, it doesn't have the universal appeal, perhaps, of the music of his father, Johann Sebastian, or the music of his contemporaries like Carl Willibald von Gluck, who is also 300 this year, or Haydn and Mozart. During his lifetime, he was identified as an original genius, maybe the original genius. This concept of a musical genius was new in the 18th century, and Bach sort of embodied it.
Recognized more than Mozart?
Well, he was recognized earlier, I think, more along, you know, the mid to late century, just as Mozart's career was starting, because he was very original. He wrote music that didn't sound like other people. He wrote music that seemed to express his individuality. And that's really an idea that became more popular in the early 19th century, this idea of expressing yourself as an individual. It was a very romantic idea. And so in some sense, you could say C.P. Bach is maybe one of the first romantic composers, even though he didn't live into the 19th century.
I bet at that time, political philosophers were starting to talk about individual liberty.
This was the age of revolution, which Bach lived through partly. So he comes across as sort of a very modern composer. He was also an entrepreneur. Like his father and his godfather, he published his own music. And it was actually very active in this, in seeking publishers, in advertising, in identifying a market and then responding to the demands of that market musically. I think he's a composer that repays careful listening. And there's sort of lots of discoveries to make about him. So if you like 18th century music, if you like music of the Bach family, and even Haydn and Mozart, I think you will find a lot to like there, a lot to listen to.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.